And now to presidential politics. The next big primary is next Tuesday, and it's in Wisconsin.
Both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are stumping in Wisconsin today. The Republican frontrunner, John McCain, is there too, just a day after he was endorsed by Mitt Romney. Joining us now for a look at the lay of the political landscape is NPR news analyst Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Let's start off with the delegate count, which is a little bit confusing, but overall safe to say if you include the superdelegates, it's about a 50-delegate difference between Obama and Clinton. Apart from that, how important is Wisconsin just in terms of momentum for Obama?
Well, you know, Obama's favored in the state, Alex, and if you think about the constituencies that have carried him so far, and especially on this latest wave of support that he's been getting across the country, you see it reflected right in Wisconsin. So here's the other part of it, Alex. It really is a precursor to what happens on March 4th, where Senator Clinton has set up what you could, in cliche terms, call her firewall, hoping to win the big states of Ohio and Texas. So if Obama is unable to continue his momentum through Wisconsin, it could be a signal there. Or if he's able to continue that momentum, he hopes that it will carry him through to victories in Ohio and Texas.
And Juan, meanwhile, there seems to be mounting debate over whether or not the Florida and Michigan delegates will be seated. And there's also a debate within activists. You've got the chair of the NAACP, Julian Bond, saying seat them. And then you've got on the other side, the Reverend Al Sharpton saying no, that would be a big injustice, he calls it. What's going on there?
Well, lots of internal politics, Madeline. What you've got to understand is you've got 300-plus delegates at stake with Michigan and Florida, and obviously that would make a big difference since you have about 50-delegate gap between Obama and Clinton. What you have to understand is that there's an interesting civil rights argument about voter disenfranchisement, and that's the argument being made by the likes of Julian Bond and others who say you must seat these delegates. On the other hand, you have people who are Obama loyalists who are saying, wait a second, and this is so ironic given what happened back in 2000 in the state of Florida, for now you have people who are loyal Democrats saying, wait, no, you can't seat them, and it's not a matter of voter disenfranchisement. They didn't obey the rules, and the rules are the rules. And of course, if you take that posture, then what happens to those votes? Because the credentials committee at the convention is going to have to do something. I can't imagine that anybody, either Obama or Clinton, are going to say, don't seat these delegates because they're going to want to win those states come November. So then it becomes a matter of, well, you could seat them under a deal. Let's say you say, we'll split. You split the votes between the two candidates. You cannot be determinative as to who wins. Look for some kind of deal to come down the road very shortly on this.
Juan, meanwhile, on the Republican side of things, there's news today that former President George H.W. Bush will endorse John McCain's presidential candidacy on Monday in Texas. This is following yesterday's endorsement by former candidate Mitt Romney. What is it going to take to convince Mike Huckabee to stand aside?
Well, you know what? I mean, he's really running for vice president, Alex. And what we're seeing now with the Mitt Romney endorsement, the George H.W. Bush endorsement, is the Republican establishment, the Wall Street wing of the Republican Party, coalescing around John McCain, someone that they have rejected time and time again. But I think they are now acknowledging reality, which is he's the nominee. And they have a sense of party unity being critical if they're to have any chance of energizing the base, which is a problem right now, and any chance of getting the money people to line up behind John McCain. If you'll notice, the big Republican donors sat out the Republican primary. So the question is, are those people going to be activated with the White House on the line? And when it comes to vice presidential picks, that's part of this whole equation. And I think the energy there has been towards getting someone like an establishment Republican in line so that John McCain would pick them as the nominee. But there's a tremendous countervailing force, which is to say the party needs the South and it needs its evangelical white base. And obviously the man who would be the solution to that question would be Mike Huckabee. And that's why Huckabee's still in the race.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Alex.